The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. And they were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and they followed him. He walked along further there, and he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. One or two words about this gospel that might influence us as we journey through this day. The Gospel of Matthew here about the call of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, these are vocation stories. They're vocation stories from the very early church. But they have very important teachings in them. For instance, when they're called by Jesus and they decide to follow Jesus, they have to leave something behind. To make a commitment, a promise, a vow, it's not just what you take on. You must leave something behind. There is no promise. There is no vow. There is no pledge that has any value unless it involves sacrifice. If it doesn't involve sacrifice, it's very trivial. If it's just self-satisfaction. So somehow, when Jesus calls them, it's very important to keep in mind they must walk away from something they had. And they, in the beginning, of course, their motives were not very exalted. I mean, self-interest was guiding them. They thought that Jesus was going to be a great public figure, a great leader of Israel, and would set Israel free. But later on, they will mature, and they will find out that their pledge to follow Jesus involves sacrifice. Now, that's very important for us to keep in mind, because sometimes we make promises, and when they please us, we could fulfill the promise, but when they involve something we didn't expect, a pledge, a promise, some kind of a vow, it finds its value and its maturity in the sacrifice, in something we have to give up to follow Jesus. And you want to think about that, because when we decide to become disciples of Jesus Christ, what do you have to leave behind? Leave behind self-interest, prejudice, maybe some kind of anger or something against another person. Whatever it is, you must leave it behind to become a true disciple. Now, what does it mean to us in the first and second grade? It means if you make a promise, you have to keep your promise. Not just when it's nice or when it's comfortable, but if you make a promise, you have to keep a promise. And if you give your word, if you give your word to somebody, it's very important that you keep your word. So when you tell somebody, "You're my friend," it's very important for you. When you tell somebody, "You're my friend," it's very important for you to make sure that that person knows you're your friend. And how will you know that? When it becomes inconvenient. When you tell your parents you love them, how will you prove that? Because you will do what they want you to do, and you'll sacrifice, and you'll tell them. You'll do something special. That's a good thing to keep in mind, don't you think? Now, how will we live out this today? Because we've said, "You're my best friend, and I would like to be with you." But sometimes it's not that convenient. And sometimes it involves some sacrifice. So this is important to keep sacrifice in mind. Is that okay? Now, when you tell your parents you love them, what does that mean? Only when it's convenient or when it's good? Or are you going to tell them you love them when it's not convenient, when it's not good? Is that okay? Now, that would be a good thing to do today, wouldn't it? Hands up who wants to be good today and sacrifice and be nice to everybody and tell your parents you love them. Is that okay? Wonderful. We're going to have a good day. Our teachers. You know, you've got to tell your teachers you love them and you're grateful. Wouldn't that be nice today? Would be very nice. Also be very nice for the teachers. Okay, you put your hands down now. It's okay. We're ready for a good day? Hands up who's ready for a good day. God, it's going to be a great day. Okay, hands down now. We're going to pray. We'll pause now for a moment of prayer. We'd like to pray for the grace we most need this day. What is it to make us more generous, more kind, more caring, more prayerful? For that, we ask the Lord to give us the grace which we most need. Amen. Now we're going to bring up the gifts, okay? You have to be appointed to do this. Okay, thank you very much. Wonderful. Good.